it is, we got the W, so we played pretty well defensively, but really our mentality is on to the next game, which is the Titans. And, you know, we have a pretty big order in front of us. I know the record doesn't show it, but they're a pretty competitive team.
When they make a change like that, do you have a pretty good feel for what their identity is now under Mularkey?
Today was our first day actually getting into the nuts and bolts of them, so we might have to wait until a little bit later on in the week where we can, you know, be able to answer that question with a little bit more knowledge.
Do you let yourself enjoy the division championship at all, or is that just not even on the radar?
It's nice to have it, but, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not our end goal, so, I mean, we'll put it in our pocket, but it's on to the Titans for us.
Did you know that was a possibility last night?
You said what?
Did you know that was a possibility last night?
I didn't, but honestly, I didn't care either. I mean, at the point, I just wanted to get the win and get us out of that funk that we're in.
I think every week we come in here, we talk about some of the injuries that you guys have. How much do you guys pay attention to the players that are on the field when you're out there during these games instead of worrying about the guys who can't play at the time?
Those are the only people we're really worried about because those are the only guys that are able to help us at that moment. So we feel for the guys that aren't out there with us, but at the way we think in the locker room is next man up, and we have a lot of confidence in that person going in the game.
Facing another quarterback that, you know, who can run out of the pocket, how important is it for you guys to keep your keys, especially make sure that he doesn't get through those lanes?
Like you said, we got to have a great lane integrity during the game. He's a fast guy, and he makes pretty quick reads for, you know, being as young as he is. So, I mean, we just got to go out there and, you know, try to put pressure on him, but be smart at the same time.
Pretty acclimated to a lot of mobile quarterbacks, but is Mariota maybe at a different level athletically?
I don't know. I ain't playing against the guy yet, so you got to ask me after the game.
You mentioned wanting to get the win Sunday, but last night when the Dolphins lost and you guys clinched the division, was that something you were aware of at all?
I didn't know they were playing last night, man.
When did you find out that the division was yours officially?
When Bill told us this morning, I guess. Okay.
Did you guys get any new gear today? Hats, T-shirts? That's usually what you get after a game.
I'm pretty sure y'all already know the answer. Y'all looking at everybody locker? Shoot.
I wanted to ask you how much confidence it gives you guys as a defense. This is now 2 weeks where you've had to play without Dante, who's obviously a key player for your unit, and only 4 scoring drives you've allowed in the last 2 weeks as a defense. How much confidence does it give you guys that you have a lot of depth and that you can play well even if there are guys who are down?
We've always had that confidence with all the guys on the defensive side, especially just, you know, we knew what type of team we were coming into the season with. And it's no surprise to us. I mean, everybody else, you know, they might not expect it, but, you know, we're deep in every position, and we have a lot of trust in every single one of those players.
What did Bill say about winning the division?
You have to ask him. I don't know.
You were listening?
Nah, I'm not going to say nothing that was going to say about that, man. Y'all can't do that for me.
Thank you.
Thank you.